runoff. Meanwhile, in Arizona, with Jeff Flake deciding not to run for re-election, three Republicans are battling it out. Representative Martha McSally, Dr. Kelly Ward, and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The Democratic frontrunner in that race is Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. She holds a comfortable lead over her opponent. President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. This would replace NAFTA, and the name NAFTA would even be gone. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talks about why this is a good deal for the United States.
More jobs, more production in the United States, on autos especially. Labor and environmental standards are harmonized. That's good. They resolve some of the issues, the tough ones like the sunshine issue when the treaty expires.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, thousands of people will visit the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit, Michigan for Aretha Franklin's visitation. People were already lined up as early as Monday at 11 a.m. This person says why it's important for her to pay her final respects to Franklin.
She plays a big part of my childhood, all her music. And, you know, as my mother would listen to it, I would be listening to it and singing to it as a five-year-old. And she was like a mom and an auntie to everybody. So, and her being from Detroit.
School just started in the city of Philadelphia, but they're actually having to close school Tuesday and Wednesday because it's just too hot. Temperatures are supposed to reach over 90 degrees in Philadelphia, and the school said that the school day would end at 1 o'clock both days. Dr. Brett Forehand has some tips on how to keep your child cool.
Just making sure someone is there to keep an eye on them, giving them access to fluids, making sure that they're able to cool off when they need to.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
On Monday, Rick Davis, Senator John McCain's longtime aide and political strategist, read a letter that the senator had penned before his death. Mark Sulter was one of McCain's speechwriters. He talked about the logistics of the letter and how it all came to fruition.
We worked on it in, I think I was out here in the early spring, March time frame, working on the book, the last book together, and he mentioned to me that he wanted to have a statement released after he had passed away, and along the lines of his concession speech in 2008, actually, a big part of that was taken from there. And so we put together something for him, and he looked at it, and he suggested a few edits here and there, and read it a few times, said, okay, put it in a drawer. And that's what we did.
Sulter also talked about some of the other speeches he helped the senator write, both the winning speeches and the losing speeches.
He won a lot of elections. He lost two big ones, obviously, the presidential elections in 2000 and 2008. But I always thought he was, I had a line in something I wrote the other day that said he was defiant in defeat and sometimes in victory, too. And it's a more attractive quality in defeat, I think. But he tried to stand up, and he was very magnanimous all the time, too. And I always thought he just looked and acted and spoke his best, when he had suffered a personal defeat, but still felt optimistic and hopeful about the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-ah! We're talking Christians and Jews today. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Just trying to enjoy the last days of summer, Colonel. Which, for the active reservist and guard member, means that most opportunities to fulfill your two-week annual drill commitment, a.k.a. summer camp, will soon be coming to an end.
Hey, thanks for mentioning that. That's good stuff. We'll hear from Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel here is clearly a happy guy. I think your book's doing well.
It is doing well. Whenever I'm in the middle of writing a novel, it's exciting because I get right about to the 100-page mark and all the unknowns that I've been trying to figure out, okay, how do I kill this guy? How do I bring this guy to justice? You know, all the plot mechanisms, right? They just start to come together, and I'll wake up like at 2 a.m. and go, hey, yeah, that's how I need to kill those bad guys.
Hey,
it's exciting. I love it.
Unless you're a bad guy, then it's not.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to suggest that the situation in the Middle East is a bit confusing at the moment. Dave Reaver was fighting in Vietnam on a Navy Swift boat when he was severely injured. He now spends his time helping our troops and our vets all over the world. I'm proud to call him friend. He is an evangelist. Then we're going to meet Major General Khalifi Amir. He's a reserve officer in the Israeli Defense Force and heads a group called Friends of the IDF. Then it's time to meet Air Force Academy football coach Troy Calhoun and get his view on the upcoming football season. Troops, in a month or so, we're going to be starting a new program, and we'll need your help. Our goal is, on each show, to honor a deceased military person. Not the superstars, the average soldier, sailor, Marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably, on active duty, or in the Guard or Reserve. Here's what to do. Send me 50 to 100 words summarizing his or her service, and I'll read that on the show. And if you send along a picture, we'll also include it in our e-newsletter. Send the information to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. Lead out, Josh.
When a rogue civilian airliner took off from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport earlier this month, the military responded with a multifaceted, coordinated effort between two F-15 Eagle pilots. But in the days following the incident, it remains unclear why military officials and the F-15 pilots agreed not to shoot down the aircraft, given concerns the pilot might deliberately crash the turboprop into a populated area. Air Force Captain Cameron Hillier, a NORAD spokesman, said, quote, "We cannot speculate the various considerations and decision-making processes that led to the decision to not shoot, but can confirm that they did not." While the fighters are armed during intercept missions, the F-15 has a wide range of response options available, depending on the circumstances. They could shadow, intercept, escort, or provide aid as required, end quote. Hillier said officials at NORAD, the Air Force's Air Operations Center, and officials at many levels, including the Office of the Secretary of Defense, monitored the situation as it unfolded. Hillier added, quote, through it all, there was a call not to take the shot, end quote. The spokesman added that an after-action report is in the works, but will not be made public as it is classified. Richard Russell, a ground service agent with Horizon Air, stole the empty aircraft, flying it south of Seattle, just before crashing into Ketron Island in the Puget Sound. Russell, age 29, died in the crash. Two F-15Cs from the Oregon Air National Guard's 142nd Fighter Wing launched in response to the stolen Bombardier Q-400 turboprop aircraft, which belonged to Alaska Airlines.
I'm glad we have these fighters to protect us. I suspect the no-shoot decision had something to do with the fact that Russell was talking with air traffic controllers during the flight. Anyway, good job, Air Force.
Sailors who don't want to see their careers derailed by a missed dental appointment better keep those teeth cleanings on their radars. Individual sailors are responsible for maintaining their own deployability, which means staying on top of medical and dental checkups, as well as legal or administrative problems on their records. If they don't, it could end up wreaking havoc on future fitness reports, according to Navy Secretary Richard Spencer. Spencer said, quote, that's no longer my responsibility. That is your responsibility as a sailor. And by the way, I'm going to judge you on that, end quote. The Navy made meeting deployment criteria the responsibility of every sailor in a service-wide administrative message released last fall. So far, it hasn't affected evaluations or fit reps, but that could change soon. A spokesman for the Chief of Naval Personnel said, quote, you can expect additional policy announcements on this in the future. Poor marks for failing to meet deployability requirements would affect one's career, just as low ratings for bad performance would.
This makes great sense to me. Our military should be about combat readiness. Now, the big test is if they really mean this. Will this also hurt the promotions of pregnant women who aren't deployable and transgenders who are recovering from their government-paid sex change operations? If these are included, then our Navy really is focusing on being combat ready across the board.
Our Navy's Blue Angels are poised to receive new, retrofitted F/A-18 Super Hornet fighter aircraft in the next few years. The Navy just awarded Boeing Company, the F/A-18's manufacturer, a $17 million firm fixed-price contract to configure 9 F/A-18E and 2 F/A-18F aircraft to the standard Blue Angels aircraft structure. The squadron, which typically maintains 11 aircraft, currently flies the F/A-18C and D models. While an upgrade, the new aircraft would not house the common nose cannon system used for strike operations. Like the Air Force Thunderbirds, the demonstration team uses clean jets, aircraft without missiles or bombs. However, according to the team's fact sheet, the Blue Angels F/A-18s are capable of being returned to combat duty aboard an aircraft carrier within 72 hours, if necessary.
I totally favor upgrading our Blue Angels aircraft. They do a very dangerous flying. Let's give them the best possible aircraft.
Our Air Force's aging combat search and rescue helicopter fleet is experiencing a surge in maintenance challenges, leaving fewer available for training and combat environments, according to a new report. The Government Accountability Office said the Sikorsky-made HH-60G Pavehawk, the service's primary search and rescue platform, has seen an increased maintenance rate because the Air Force is flying the helicopter well beyond its intended service life. The report said, quote, the material condition of the Air Force's HH-60G fleet has declined, and maintenance challenges have increased, in part due to extensions beyond the initially designed service life of the helicopters. As a result, about 68% of the 96 helicopter fleet were mission capable as of fiscal year 2017, below the Air Force desired mission capable rate of 75%. The 1980s-era HH-60G was intended to fly roughly 6,000 hours over its lifetime. The available helicopters across the fleet currently average about 7,100 flight hours, according to the report. According to the GAO, the elements that fail the most often are airframes, the main structure of the aircraft, and flight controls.
I certainly hope we have a contract to produce a new upgraded combat search and rescue helicopter. We absolutely owe it to our great crew members to come and rescue them if they go down, and the rescue teams to put them in a dependable aircraft. And that's the news. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll enjoy some more wisdom. Then we'll talk helping troops with evangelist Dave Reaver. At ease, troops, take a break. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. In the wake of the recent school mass shootings, what should you tell your children? First and foremost is to give them permission to fight back. If they cower beneath a desk and wait their turn for execution, you'll never see them again. Teach your children to live with a warrior mindset and always fight to save their lives. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Frontlines of Freedom all across America. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. My topic today is the Russia-Turkey-Iran-Qatar axis and their allies. I was a Middle East war planner in the late 1970s and early 1980s. In some ways, things are the same over there now, and in some ways they're different, and things are changing. So one constant is the tribal culture. In such a culture, it's the tribe or group, which could be your Shia Muslim faith, that is important. The country or nation is not important, and everybody else is probably the enemy. For those of you who don't know, the two major divisions of the Muslim faith are Shias and Sunnis, and the vast majority of killings in the Middle East in the past century and today have been members of one group killing the other. So let's start with Russia and Turkey. Their relationship is very complex and full of wars and other conflicts. Goes way back to at least the 17th century and Catherine the Great and her battles with the Ottoman Empire. They are historical and serious enemies of the First Order. What's happening now in Turkey is one of the major tragedies of our time. The societal modernization and secularization of Turkey following World War II by Mustafa Atatürk. Atatürk made Turkey the only Muslim country in the world with a secular government. Is being revised by the current president, Recep Erdogan. Turkey is becoming an Islamist authoritarian state, and Turkey and Russia, and indeed China, are becoming even closer. The Russia-Iran relationship is also very complex with a long history. The practical side of this relationship today is that Russia has provided Iran with nuclear power technology with the design and construction of a nuclear power plant. And a project to build the second and third nuclear reactors is underway. Up to 8 reactors will be built with Russian help. The Turkey-Iran relationship is a strange one because of the ancient rivalry between Persia and the Ottoman Empire, but shared fears today of the Kurds appears to be driving them closer together. The Qatar and Iran relationship is interesting. Qatar is in serious dispute with other members of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, which is basically all those Arab-speaking countries with a coastline on the Persian Gulf, plus Oman, but excluding Iraq. It was created as a counter-influence to Iran in 1981. Okay, Turkey and Qatar. First, these two nations have been very supportive of ISIS from the very beginning, although always denying it. Keep in mind that Al Jazeera, another terrorist group, is headquartered in Doha, Qatar. So Qatar is providing Turkey with a $15 billion loan, and Turkey has a naval base in Qatar. Qatar's not our friend. Now, Qatar, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda. ISIS was originally Al-Qaeda in Iraq, but broke away due to Al-Qaeda's tight relationship with Iran, which is Shia Muslims, and Al-Qaeda is Sunni. Now, the Saudi Arabia and ISIS and Al-Qaeda relationships involve some royal family support for all of them. The Trump visit in May 2017 to address the GCC in Saudi Arabia and the subsequent purge carried out by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman are believed to have had a reversing effect on some of these relationships, but it's complex and it's unlikely that all of the House of Saud is on board. Turkey and Kuwait. Kuwait has made a big loan to Turkey's Limak Construction Company to complete Kuwait's new airport, but Kuwait denies making a loan to support the Turkish lira, which is in trouble. Some believe Kuwait fears Saudi Arabia and needs a closer relationship with Turkey. Turkey and ISIS. This is shrouded in secrecy, but there's no doubt that Turkey was at first totally supportive of ISIS, and now it's taking credit for ISIS's near demise in Iraq and Syria. I think not. Then the Iran and Houthis in Yemen and Hamas in Gaza relationships. Rockets and weapons come from the Iranians to both these terrorist groups. Iran and Al-Qaeda, an extended and complex bunch of double dealings and intrigue, including the White House's involvement from 2001 to 2003. This cesspool is still very much alive. They don't like each other, but they love killing unbelievers. The Syria and Russia relationship. Russia's support for Syria regimes goes back to 1955 with military and economic assistance. The incentive for Russia was, and is, the TARDIS naval base on the Mediterranean. The Iran and Syria Hezbollah relationship. It's really two relationships, but both are based on Iran's desire to have a clear land route to the Mediterranean, seen by them, along with Hamas and Hezbollah, to be the key to destroying Israel. Turkey and NATO. No other NATO members want it, but Turkey appears to want to quit, probably believing that the relationship with Russia, China, and Iran is more to Turkey's long-term interests than remaining a member of what Turkey views as an outdated alliance. And it probably is. Given that Turkey shares no values with NATO and is now a dictatorship, their departure should be cheered. Okay, there it is. Nice and clear, right? If you're even more confused now than when I started my explanation, then you got the message. Our nation needs to be strong in this area to protect our one good ally, Israel, and to keep these jerks, all of whom are or who want to be absolute dictators, from trying to take over the world. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we want to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. So, Roland, what do you have today?
You know, Colonel, I was scanning some military news articles today, and I saw a headline stating that giraffes are joining the Navy to hunt enemy threats. Now, as you can imagine, I had to find out what this was all about. As I assumed, these giraffes haven't been recruited from a zoo, but instead are state-of-the-art devices created by Saab. The Sea Giraffe is a multi-mode surveillance radar that's already playing a vital role on many U.S. ships. The radar system is constantly conducting surveillance around the ship, scanning the air and water surface, looking for any possible threats, large or small. The system can even detect small, fast threats, like enemy rockets and missiles, and it can resist enemies' attempts to jam it. According to Saab, it's a 3D electronically scanned phased array radar providing high radiated power with selectable waveforms and modern signal processing. Now, I have absolutely no idea what that all means, but it must be extremely cool since the Navy is now looking at making a version that can be used on aircraft carriers for air traffic control while they're underway. Even the newest class of Coast Guard ships, the offshore patrol cutters, are getting outfitted with the Sea Giraffe. And you know, I always like hearing when the Coast Guard is getting some of the latest technology, because it always seems like they're getting the hand-me-downs instead. Anyway, for Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, Vietnam vet Dave Reaver will discuss helping veterans, and then we'll meet Israeli General Khalifi Amir, the head of the Friends of the IDF. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for crunchies. Let's do 50, then stand at ease. As the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world, Spartan Nash is proud to work with the Defense Commissary Agency to provide a taste of home to our commissary patrons around the world.
From canned beans to instant oatmeal, the Freedom's Choice brand has all your favorite food items made exclusively for our nation's armed forces and families with the quality, value, and integrity you deserve. Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
Mike Hewitt here. Are the three pillars of the great American experiment still faith, family, and freedom? If not, what have they been replaced with? Are we still a people standing in defiance against overwhelming central government and in defense of the self-governance provided for in our constitutional republic? I see comments from our friends on the left explaining how socialism isn't communism, but the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto read exactly like what they're demanding. Folks, we truly need to slow to navigation speed and ask the more important questions. Forget the partisan divide. That's echo chamber nonsense. What kind of country did we inherit, and what will we be leaving to our sons and daughters? Not free stuff. We see how well that works. Let's leave them those three pillars of indomitable strength: faith, family, and freedom. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
USA Radio News.
Voters in Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma will go to the polls today. In Oklahoma, it will finally be decided who the Republican nominee for governor will be in the state's runoff. Meanwhile, in Arizona, with Jeff Flake deciding not to run for re-election, three Republicans are battling it out. Representative Martha McSally, Dr. Kelly Ward, and former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The Democratic frontrunner in that race is Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema. She holds a comfortable lead over her opponent. President Trump announced a tentative trade deal on Monday with Mexico. This would replace NAFTA, and the name NAFTA would even be gone. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson talks about why this is a good deal for the United States.
More jobs, more production in the United States, on autos especially. Labor and environmental standards are harmonized. That's good. They resolve some of the issues, the tough ones like the sunshine issue when the treaty expires.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to welcome back to the show fellow Vietnam vet and brother in Christ, Dave Reaver. Dave is an evangelist, and the Reaver Foundation does an awful lot to help vets, well, active military too. Some young friends of mine recently returned from a week at his Warrior Reconnect program, so that's our most recent interaction. So welcome aboard, Dave.
Thank you, Colonel. It's great to be with you and all your listeners today.
You know, I want you to appreciate the fact that I said welcome aboard because you were a Navy guy. I did it right, didn't I?
That's right, but you didn't blow that whistle thing.
Hey. Well, Dave, I need to tell you a story about how you helped impact the creation of Frontlines of Freedom about 12 years ago. You probably don't know this story, all the interaction we've had. I was called by what is now my host station and told they wanted to begin a military talk radio show, and would I host it? This was a total surprise to me. I never thought this was coming. So I used a quote I learned from you. What I said was, "Let me pray about that. Amen, okay."
Yeah, that's how quick it happened.
That's a Dave Reaver quote, and it worked.
That's a Dave Reaver quote. I quote myself on that.
You know, it worked. The show's been, we're in our 12th year, and it's all because you taught me that. So
Thank God. That's wonderful.
Now, give listeners a bit of a story about your background in Vietnam. You were working in our Navy's small boats in the Mekong Delta, as I recollect.
I was what's called now SWIG Sailors, Special Warfare Command. I was trained at Coronado, actually under SEAL Team 1, and went to Vietnam with SEAL Team 1, but I am not a SEAL. And I have to make sure people understand that, because when I say brown water, black beret, they say, oh, he's a SEAL, and I get tired of being quoted as saying I'm a SEAL. I am not, and have not, never have been, never will be, don't want to be. What I am is a brown water, black beret, now called Special Boat Teams, and Special Warfare Command controls the SEALs. The SEALs are under that command, the boat teams are under that command, and the special dive vehicle teams all out of California, out of Southern Cal. And so I was in Vietnam in 1969 for 8 months. I went on the first of the year, and on July the 26th, I was hit. A sniper squeezed off around shooting in my head. He missed, hit my hand, and I was trying to throw a grenade. It was a white phosphorus, and the bullet blew my hand and the grenade to pieces. And I ended up with right at 50% third-degree burns. And if I hadn't been standing in the gun tub, I would have died. It's impossible to survive that. From my waist up, I was burned. And so I had skin from my waist down on my legs that my legs would be my donor site, they call it. And they put that skin where you're burned after they've debrided it and got all the dead skin off, and they put your skin on. It's a series. They put animal skin and then your own skin. And so I went through this horrific injury, which they picked me up in what's called a dust off and flew me off the river. I was out on the border with Cambodia. And I was just there the other day for a television special that Trinity shot right down on the water, right at the border of Cambodia, right where I was injured. And it was an amazing experience. All kinds of memories came back that had been suppressed. And none of them were bad. You know, I don't mind memories, difficult things. And so I can tell this story to you today with a very fresh impetus, because it's all come back. And so when I jumped in the water, I swam across the river, and I laughingly tell people my skin was everywhere. I was beside myself. But I pulled up on the bank of the river, crawled up there, and I fell over, and that's when they thought I died. And for 34 years, I never got any of my medals. They thought I was dead. And our senator from Texas wanted to know who I was, because I started working for Department of Defense 9/11/01, and I was going down range all the time. She kept seeing my name in the paper, and she said, who is he? So they investigated and found out not only was I not dead, but I hadn't received any of my medals. My pay record was current, but no service in St. Louis. I was getting, the VA was taking care of it. That's why the VA was taking care of my pay. But they found out I wasn't dead. The Navy sent a letter that, Mr. Reaver, the U.S. Navy has not forgotten you. I about dropped the letter. I was laughing so hard. But anyway, they got all the medals to me, the medals weren't important except for one thing. It was the first time in 34 years my country said thank you. That was the first time that my country said thank you. They thought I was dead. So I got my Purple Heart and some unit citations for gallantry, all kinds of cool stuff I didn't know I was getting. Anyway, so after I got out of the hospital a year and 2 months later, and that was a long stay, I am in Operation Number 57, which took place 6 weeks ago. They're still building on me. They're building my eyelids now. And I'm glad to have my eyelids, and my mouth is, they've corrected my lips, and I have a nose, Colonel. Can you believe it? I got
no,
a nose.
I've never.
I got something I can stick in other people's business.
But you've been good at that anyway.
Yeah. So they made me a nose out of the top of my head, believe it or not. I think I can smell my hair. But they made the nose, and I breathe through my nose again for the first time in decades. So it's, little by little, they're putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. About time they finish, I'll die, you know. But it's been a long haul. And so we started Operation Warrior Reconnect 9/11, because I did not want these warriors coming home to the same kind of welcome Vietnam veterans came home to, if you can call it a welcome. So I went to work immediately for Department of Defense. I am what's called a resiliency coach. I'm a paid contractor with DOD, and I've been doing resiliency training. I just 3 days ago came out of San Antonio, where I spent the time with U.S. Army North, the Third Army, and the program for Brook Army Medical Center and Fort Sam Houston. All day there with them, training those guys in resiliency. And that's what I've been doing ever since the war. We started Operation Warrior Reconnect, so these warriors that have something to come home to, called honor, respect, opportunity, just to be loved and given a chance to reconnect with the past lives that they thought they left on the battlefield in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and that, wherever.
That's really, really important, isn't it, Dave? Because they are coming back to people who've been living a different life. And
yeah,
regardless of whether they had post-traumatic stress or whatever, they've been gone.
Exactly.
Life has gone on. Their life has been different. And it doesn't always flow real easy.
It sure doesn't. You come back and find out everybody's been still doing their barbecues, and you were the one being barbecued over there. It's going to come back. You go finger issues of people not understanding what you went through. And if you talk about it, you sound like you're crying. And so they turn everything inward. They quit talking, they start drinking, start doing drugs, trying to find some relief. Well, self-medication only makes it worse. Guaranteed, that's 110 million percent, I promise them, it is impossible to self-medicate and get better. You will get worse, you will die, you will take down people with you. And Operation Warrior Reconnect is designed to give you something besides that to hold on to.
And as a guy who just sent three of his friends just a couple of months ago to that week of Warrior Reconnect, I can tell you, it positively impacted all of them. Very positively.
They are wonderful, wonderful guys. And boy, do they have a story to tell. I get the bump of the goose right now just remembering them. They were wonderful. And you see some class act guys that have been through living hell, and their hell's not over. They're not out yet. I'm down on the border of Mexico, way out in Hill Country. Nothing anywhere, and I'm on a Wi-Fi system I can't depend on. The phones are down with an electrical storm. This is why we come here. It's remote. We don't want Wi-Fi. We don't want these guys connecting to their world back home when they come to me. And I can promise you, Colonel, you send them to me broken, come with no legs. I'll get them back on their feet. We'll fix them and make them happy again. That's my guarantee to the Army, and it works, and it's very highly successful. I'm glad I got hurt in Vietnam, Colonel. I sound stupid, but I'm glad. Same cars opened the door for me to work for these guys and men like you.
Well, you're not done with me yet, Dave. We're going to talk a little bit more about what else the Reaver Foundation does. Troops, there's more to talk about this. As I just said, it's time for push-up time. Guys, I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. Dave and I will be right back.
We're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court-martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're continuing our conversation with Vietnam veteran and evangelist Dave Reaver. Dave, we've talked about Warrior Reconnect. It's a week of well-spent, I don't know what you do, I want to come sometime and just watch, but it works. I can tell you from the guys that I've talked to and from their families. But Reaver Foundation is a whole lot more than that. And in one respect, it's evangelistic. In another respect, its purpose is to help people. Talk about all the stuff Reaver Foundation does, particularly that respect, how it impacts the Army, how it focuses on the military.
We have three divisions. One is an evangelistic association. And my 9 years with Dr. Billy Graham led me to train me some of the best opportunities in the world in public ministry. I have another foundation that's called REAP, R-E-A-P, Reaver Educational Assistance Programs. And we have two universities that are accredited. We have 90,000 students online, and we're worldwide in 30 nations and 12 languages. And then the Reaver Foundation is my direct work with the military. It is not religious, and because of that nature, we're able to go and do all the things we do without religious confrontation of separation of church and state. So that's where I work, all my work with the military. And Operation Warrior Reconnect is under Reaver Foundation. We have major land holdings, huge branches. When I say huge, I don't mean necessarily in acreage. We have probably around 900 acres altogether, divided up into different locations. And we have magnificent five-star resorts that we've built for the military. And we're building all brand new, gorgeous homes for the warriors to come stay in while they're going through training. Brand new. Unbelievable. Your jaw will drop. And we also built a beautiful chapel that'll seat 300. And all of this is opening here on September 11th. And so Operation Warrior Reconnect of the Reaver Foundation reaches into the lives of the military. That's traveling to Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Bosnia, South Korea. I'm just getting started. I can start on North Africa. Wherever they send me, to work with guys that are on the edge. They're leaning towards suicide. And one costs $1 million a year to maintain. You have one that you've invested millions into just to training. Then you invest $1 million a year to keep him trained and send him all over the world. That's only one. You can't afford to lose him to suicide. So they send me to work with these guys when they start showing signs of depression, separation from their friends. They're not eating like they did. They're giving away all their stuff. And you know what's coming. So I'm an intervener, if you can call it that. And I love my job, Colonel. There's nothing in the world I've ever done in my entire career I love more than working with these magnificent human beings that put their life on the line every day to keep us free to make a program like this.
Dave, that is an awesome story, and it's right on. It's you're working within the parameters you are not ashamed of. You are openly a Christian, but you know how to present it in a way that is totally within lines of our Department of Defense, and it's working. Because I don't think God is upset that you have it as a non-religious activity, because you can't fail to share the Lord with people when you're with them, because that's who you are.
How do you have light? How do you have light? You know, you can't have light. It's in me. They don't call me because I'm good looking. My face is blown off. They don't call me because I'm strong. I'm very weak. I'm 71 years old. I can barely get up the stairs. They don't call me because of my academic achievements. I was in the top 10% of the lower one-third of my class and failed math when I found out 5 out of 4 people like me don't understand fractions. So, yeah, I do what I do because God made me this way. He made me where I could work in public schools and in the military and not conflict with religion. But whenever I'm not on that stage of a non-religious platform, I'm out there doing what I do for the kingdom of God, and they all show up. And it's legal, it's righteous, and I'm going to tell you, the day someone thinks they can separate God from Dave Reaver, from his country, it can't be done. I am total God and country, and in that order.
Amen, bro. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing helping our troops with Vietnam vet Dave Reaver. You know, Dave, I've always felt that if I'm living Jesus, I don't have to say words. People will figure it out. And that's what I have experienced in your ministry personally. So I'm pretty sure I got the secret by watching you and stealing it from you.
Well, I stole it from St. Francis of Assisi. He said, preach the gospel, and if you must, use words.
Amen. Okay, Dave, talk about how listeners can get involved. How can they donate? How can they volunteer? How can they nominate people that might need help? How can they learn more?
Oh, perfect. You touched on all 3 things that are important. Support and nominating is very important. We need to hear from. Here's one, helpavet.com. Any case you want, helpavet.com. And that'll take you to our military page on our site. You can go to a donate page. You can go to a page to get information about who we are, what we do, why we do it. And you can go to a page to see if you would like to come to our program. And all 3 of those things are key and vital to the future relationship with people. If they want to donate, boy, they couldn't donate at a better time right now. 97% of all designated contributions to Reaver Foundation go to exactly what they designate for. 3 to 5% is sticking out for administration fee. Look us up online. You'll find it, and you'll see that I'm telling absolute truth. And that is unheard of. I'm going to tell you right now, I am not, have never been, and never will be part of Wounded Warrior Project. I have nothing to do with those people. They're totally separate. And I don't want people thinking if they give to me, they go. If they want to get it to me, it goes to the project. No. If they want to give to the project, give to the project. If you want to give to Operation Warrior Reconnect, give to that through helpavet.com.
And that is a very, very important point. Dave, we've got about a minute and a half. Wrap up the conversation we've just had. What key issues do you want people to take away from our talk?
I think the most important thing I can tell folks is that when you have a really, really bad day, turn it over to Jesus, because he'll take the worst day of your life and turn it into the most powerful experience of your life. A grenade blew up 6 inches from my head. I'm supposed to be dead. Now I'm traveling all over the world in public, in military ministries and in public schools throughout our nation and other countries that come to me to go through schools. I work almost exclusively for our own ministry. I do go out on occasions and work with other ministries, but I'm almost totally involved in our own program. And fundraising is one of the most difficult things because it costs money. If you don't grease the wheels, they fall off. I do not take sales money. They can see all of my materials. I do not take any kind of money from our sales. I don't keep any of it. None of it. It all goes through scholarships for these guys. And I want people to know when they get to this ministry, that I'm turning back most of my salary. They found natural gas on my personal property in Fort Worth, Texas, and I live on the income of natural gas, so I don't have to take a salary. We are doing about $5 million a year into these warriors, and it's all over the world. We have 5,000 in our program. You'll never find a better program that you can put your money into and get a reward from God Almighty, because it's not blown on guys that are taking all that money and giving it to their children and grandchildren. It ain't happening.
David, thank you, brother. I appreciate your taking time to join us today. I appreciate what you have done and are doing for our nation and our veterans. I'm proud to call you brother. I look forward to working with you, continuing in the future.
Thank you, Colonel. Send me some more of your guys. They were wonderful, and we'll do everything in our power to send you back a better warrior. Helpavet.com. Thank you.
Amen, brother. Here's our Stand Tall troop for today. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty and we get to honor this fine troop. Well, on December 7th, 1941, Japan attacked the U.S. fleet in Pearl Harbor. This was the beginning of United States involvement in World War II. The battleship USS Oklahoma was hit and capsized and sunk. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency dug up nearly 400 sets of remains from a Hawaii cemetery to identify the men who had been classified as missing since the war ended. A Fort Wayne, Indiana sailor's remains have recently been identified. He was recently buried in the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu. Navy machinist's mate, First Class Arthur Glenn, was assigned to the USS Oklahoma and was aboard her when she capsized. The December 7, 1941 attack occurred on Glenn's 43rd birthday. The attack resulted in the death of 429 crewmen aboard the Oklahoma. The agency said Glenn's remains were identified through DNA analysis, which matched his family, as well as dental and anthropological analysis of circumstantial evidence. So, stand tall in heaven, machinist mate Arthur Glenn. Front Lines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with a talk with an Israeli major general. He heads a group called Friends of the Israeli Defense Force. This is good stuff. Then we'll discuss the upcoming college football season with Air Force coach Troy Calhoun. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom Troops. It's beautiful outside. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house. You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The owner of a Texas company that makes untraceable 3D printed guns says he's begun selling the blueprints through his website to anyone who wants to make one, despite federal courts barring him from posting the plans online.
The debate is over. The guns are downloadable. Files are in the public domain. You cannot take them back. You can adjust your politics. You will not ask me to adjust mine.
That was Cody Wilson, owner of the website where you can purchase those 3D printed guns. Meanwhile, senators are continuing to honor the late John McCain. Today, one of his close friends, Lindsey Graham, spoke on Fox News.
Appreciate getting the flag down and the president saying something nice. If I had to pick one person to explain America to someone from another planet, it would be John. He could answer the question, who are these Americans? Yeah. Along with Mark Salters, the most eloquent expression of what America's about came from John.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You